Well, Mike, do you have any better sense today of whether you'll be able to get Aaron back?
Aaron Rodgers suffered a significant injury in the game. He will require surgery. He'll be out a minimum of a significant amount of time, potentially, and then, you know, potentially the season could be over. So he'll have surgery here in the near future, and after we see how that goes, we'll focus on getting Aaron healthy. That's all really matters right now.
Mike, will you just, whether you keep him on the roster or don't keep him, just wait until after the surgery?
I mean, the focus right now is for Aaron to have surgery, and you know, from that, obviously, there'll be more information. But, yeah, our focus is on his health. We're not really focused on the roster right now.
Do you have an idea what the minimum is, Mike?
I do not.
How the process of getting Brett prepared start today for you?
Well, we started on the Saints today. The Saints are playing very well. You did have a chance to watch the Detroit game briefly before I came in here. So it was important for us to get in here today. We had a number of guys going through the training room, so gathering information on the rest of the players as far as their injuries. We'll have a report for you Wednesday. I don't have anything concrete right now. But corrected the game. It was a poor performance as a football team. One I'm frustrated by the fact because, you know, when the mental mistakes are what they were yesterday, you know, that's something I take very personal from the chair of the head coach. So it was important to get those things corrected today and apply it to the Saints preparation. So we started working on the Saints here at the later part of our meetings, and this is going to be a big game for us. Brett Hundley will be set, ready to go. Joe Callahan is now on the 53-man roster, so a chance to meet with both those guys today and start the Saints preparation process. So we are on to the Saints.
What's the mood today?
We're ready and fired up to go get them Saints. I mean, that's the mood. It was important to shift gears. Like I told you already, we took the later part of our meetings today and focused on getting on to the Saints video. We usually wait to Wednesday to do that. Had a bunch of corrections to go through, you know, but by segment, the offense, defense, and special teams. But we're looking forward to playing again after our performance yesterday.
Mike, you talk a lot about the moving parts. Can there ever be too many moving parts with what happened with your line and your secondary yesterday?
Well, the fact of the matter is we have a lot of practice at it, so we should be better at it than we were yesterday. I was very disappointed in the number of mistakes we made, communication, you know, whatever category you want to put them in. But, you know, you got to tackle, you got to break tackles, you got to take care of the football, you got to take the football away. We knew that was going to be key in the contest yesterday over there in Minnesota. We didn't accomplish that. So, you know, most importantly is to make sure that we stay the course and apply to our fundamentals and get ready for the Saints. But, yeah, we didn't handle the change in lineups very well at all yesterday. Now, we've handled it better in our prior games.
Mike, do you think Lane Taylor will be out for a significant time?
I'll have a report. He's one of the guys that, you know, there's some work being done on Lane. Just my brief interaction with him, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Coach, you say Aaron's season could potentially be over. Where is the glimmer of hope if he's going to get surgery? How could he possibly come back?
Well, I really don't have any details for you. I mean, because right now we're focused on, you know, getting the surgery set. And then from that, there'll be more information. The key is to get Aaron healthy. So it's not to develop a timeline. That's not the focus.
Surgery
hasn't been set yet.
Mike, did he know right away? I mean, you talked to him as you were coming off the field. Did he know?
We all knew. I mean, Alex and myself, when ultimately I knew he was injured. I think he knew right away.
How does this change, Coach? You moving forward, going with someone like Brett Hundley, who's new to the offense, someone like Aaron Rodgers, who knows it like the back of his hand. How does it change how you go as a coach moving forward with someone like?
Well, I got to do a better job. I got to get Brett into a flow. But more importantly, we need to get our offense in a flow. We didn't run the ball very well yesterday. Pass protection was a negative. We didn't handle basic blitzes that they came with. So we need to get that shored up, and then the passing game will then come. So We got to play cleaner football. And, you know, the Saints, uncommon opponent, haven't played them in a few years. You know, they have a lot of things that they do pressure-wise, different looks. So that's why it was important for us to get started on those guys today. I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley. I have great confidence in Brett Hundley. I got 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. It's a quarterback room that has structure, and there's a philosophy behind the development of it, and it will be applied to the game plan. So I feel great about the room. That's not really a concern of mine. I'm more focused on getting back to playing Green Bay Packer football, because yesterday was not anything where we needed to be. You give Minnesota credit for winning the game, but that we're not going to play like that no more.
Mike, that injury, would you entertain the idea of bringing Colin Kaepernick in to compete for that backup job?
Did you just listen to that question I just answered? Okay, I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley, 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. The quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be, okay? We're fortunate to have a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. We're committed to the path that we're on. We need to play better as a football team. And Brett Hundley, he'll be starting this week, and Joe Callahan will be the backup.
Mike, the injury wouldn't have changed, but do you think there should have been a flag thrown on that?
I didn't like the hit. I had a chance to watch it last night on the plane. He's out of the pocket. He's clearly expecting to get hit, but to pin him to the ground like that, you know, I felt it was an illegal act, and to sit here and lose, you know, lose any of your players on something like that, yeah, it doesn't feel very good. So, I didn't like the hit. It's unnecessary, legal, wherever you want to put it at, but you know, it was totally unnecessary in my opinion.
Mike, you talked to Aaron. I mean, he's out for a significant amount of time. How are his spirits? I mean, he's been missing football for a while. How are his spirits right now dealing with surgery and moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think you could, I mean, imagine he's very disappointed. I mean, he puts, you know, like all these guys do, but he puts a tremendous amount of work into this. You know, he's our leader, and he's a great football player. So, I mean, this is tough on him. This is, you know, he had a rough night last night. We visited again today. So, but he's going to move forward. And once again, the focus needs to be on getting him healthy and getting him right. And at the end of the day, everybody else here has a job to do, and our job is to beat the Saints.
Mike, do you feel this will be your biggest challenge as a head coach?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really think it's time to reflect. My challenge is to win game number 5. So this is what we do as coaches, and this is what we're committed to as a football team. So nothing's changed for us. The goal, nothing changes. You know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for all these guys to be hurt right now, but you know it's unfortunate to Aaron that they get injured like that. But this is where we are. This is part of our journey, and once again, all the energy needs to be poured into beating the Saints.
Like, what's the next 36, 48 hours like for Brett? What does he need to do to get ready? Anything different than he normally would do if
you
were starting?
Well, I mean, he needs to turn it up. I mean, he needs to turn it up. There's no doubt about it. The whole team needs to turn. I told him, everybody needs to clean their house up right now. I don't like the way it looks. So we won games here in prior weeks, and it wasn't good enough. You know, and they've been corrected that way. You know, they've been corrected every Monday where, hey, you know, we won the game, but we need to do this better. We need to do that better. And it caught us yesterday. So Brett's no different than the rest of us, starting with myself. So, yeah, we'll spend more time together. I'm going to meet with him tomorrow night once we get the game planning done. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Mike, you always say coaching is teaching and demanding. And obviously you're demanding of your guys with the corrections you're talking about. I'm just wondering, these guys also aren't robots. I mean, they see their star quarterback go down. Do you think that factored into maybe the number of mental errors and the way they played? Is that part of it?
I mean, it could have, but, you know, the goal is to win the game. I mean, it's no one liked the way it happened. No one liked the things that happened after the injury, you know, some of the bullshit that went on there. I mean, no one feels good about that. But still, we had an opportunity to win the game, play better, coach better. We didn't do it. So that's the reality of what Monday is. You come in, you tell them straight. You tell them, hey, you did this the right way. You did this the wrong way. We need to do this better, because it's all about stacking success, and we didn't have a whole lot of success to stack today.
More, please.
How big of a challenge is going to be to prepare, you know, considering your line, you know, just to use an example, maybe Justin McCray is going to have to look at left tackle, right tackle, mm-hmm. and guard, and it's kind of a lot of those moving parts, I'd assume.
Well, you know, hopefully tomorrow brings a little more light to that, and the reality of it, we probably won't have clarity to probably Thursday or so. So, you know, is it Chicago week? I don't know. I mean, is it the you know, the Bengals? Is, you know, so that's kind of the way we're talking as a staff, because you only have so many reps of practice, and you want to try to get them ironed out. But you know, we have to focus on the concepts that you know, the Saints defense and how they're going to attack us. I mean, I would perfectly assume they're going to be aggressive, and hey, that's great. That's football. So that's what we're focused on getting ready for. But you know, who's going to line up where offensive line? I really don't know yet.
Is it possible that your practice is going to take a different structure because you're trying to get a guy who hasn't played for 5 weeks ready to actually play again?
Are you worried what time we start, Tom? I mean, hell, I don't know. I don't even know who's going to be playing yet. I mean, I'll make that decision tomorrow. You know, we'll game plan today, game plan tomorrow.
Discussion this week is how you.
I'll tell you one thing we're going to do. We're going to practice in pads Thursday. I mean, I know we're going to do that, but I mean, how long, how many reps? I don't have the information. I mean, that's really, sometimes that doesn't get ironed out till Wednesday morning. So, I mean, we'll just work through that.
Just from an ability to practice standpoint, do you need a third quarterback, even if it's just on a practice squad?
I know the personnel department's, you know, looking at some guys right now, but, you know, obviously I think it's clear, my focus is on getting Brett and Joe ready.
Mike, you were very clear in your vision of moving ahead. I'm just wondering, you did go through this 4 years ago with him with the same injury. What did you learn from that that you can apply now?
Don't try to do too much. So that's the focus.
For you or for your guys?
Everybody. We need to clean our own house. I think it's clear what we need to do. We need our basics. We're not good enough, and that's what our focus is on.